Okay, so Parshas Vayeshev is always a very special Parsha. One, because it was always my Rebbe's Bar Mitzvah Parsha, Rabbi Baruch Simon. He's a Rosh Hashiva NYU, and that's why we're going to quote something that he says.
Okay.
Number two, it's always the Parsha usually before Hanukkah. Most of the time, 99%, it's always the Parsha before Hanukkah, and I think that hopefully by trying to learn a little about Hanukkah, I'm able to try to be able to learn a little message at the end of Vayeshev. We'll try to infuse the holy days we're about to come into right now. I don't know if you saw the rain outside today, but to be able to come for a shir, doctor, it's not a stomp thing. A mysterious nefesh that someone comes, you know. Sometimes like, oh, it's raining outside. Exactly, the Florida rain. The Florida
80-degree weather.
The Florida, exactly.
No, in Jamaica States.
Yeah.
It's 0 degrees.
It doesn't matter.
Then.
No, but I have to give you a lot of korset tov, okay. Because it's mysterious nefesh, and that's really what the whole Indian of what Hanukkah is all about is mysterious nefesh. My Rabbi Baruch Simon, will start off on the first source.
Yeah.
And Imre Baruch, Parshas Vayeshev, he brings down a fascinating idea from Rabbi Soloveitchik.
Okay.
So on the title for this year, it's called Chassidus Opening the Heart, something this or whatever. But at the end of the day, we could also infuse other ideas. Even if Rabbi Soloveitchik wasn't a revealed Chassid, he definitely had his Torahs were very Chassidic at heart, even though everyone knows that the Rav learned Tanya as a young child, and it's not for now.
Yeah.
Rabbi Soloveitchik has the following idea. He quotes, if you look inside over here, it says that Al Apia Niskar, Shabeschus Mesiris Nefesh, Zochem Mida Knigan Mida, Lenisim Gluim. He says because of the Mesiris Nefesh of the Chashmonoim, they were Zochem to tremendous miracles. And how do we see that? It says Shemati the Farish. He says that I want to say from the Rambam. Rabbi Simon just quoting the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yubeis, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Maod. Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a tremendous, tremendous beloved mitzvah. Ad Maod, greatly. V'tzarech Adam lihizarba kidei lehodia hanes v'lehosif b'shevech hakel v'hodulo alanesim sha'asolano. What does the Rambam say? A person has to be so careful to thank Hashem while lighting the candles for all the miracles that he did for us.
Okay.
Meaning, there's a specific example when you're lighting the candles on Mirtz Hashem on Sunday night. You're not just lighting a candle. You're doing a mitzvah. Derabbanan, but you're in that mitzvah, you're showing Hashem your appreciation of the mitzvah that he did thousands of years ago. We're going to say not only thousands of years ago, we're going to see a Kedushas Levi who even says that even nowadays. And this is what the Rambam says, Afilu, and this is incredible because it doesn't really say this anywhere else in Halacha except for the Dalet Kosos.
Yeah.
Let me say it, I'll say it inside. It says, even if you don't have enough money to buy wax and candles, you have to sell the shirt off your back.
Okay.
This is what he says. I'm sure that's a famous thing.
Yeah.
Afilu eino mayocha ela minat stoka, and even if you only have what to eat from stoka, shoel o mocher ksuso lokeach sheme b'neiros u'malik. He says you have to sell the shirt off your back.
Yeah.
Be able to buy oil. So what's it's a very interesting thing. The Rambam never says this anywhere else except for Dalet Kosos and Neiros Chanukah. Sell the shirt off your back? Are you crazy? It's more important to walk outside without a shirt on than to be able. So we have to understand what is the essence of when we're lighting Chanukah candles? What's going on over here? What's the deeper message for us? You know, sometimes so many times we're just lighting. Okay, I'm lighting. What should be our kavanah? What's really taking place? And he quotes Rav Shechter right on the wall, right behind me. Quotes Rav Shechter, who quotes from the Rav. So it's over here, the last line on the bottom.
B'tam
adaber shebeneres Chanukah yesh lihisnoig chutz migeder haragil. Says when it comes to Neres Chanukah, a person has to act unnatural. A person has to go above and beyond, right? I have a program in school called the Above and Beyond program. Not now, it's normal. The normal thing is to be able to, you study for a test and you're good. Above and beyond is no, you go ahead and try to memorize the mission, you try to memorize certain extra things.
Okay.
So Rav says, but when it comes to Chanukah, you have to do something extra. You have to go above and beyond. Why? Tzarech, now we're going to page 2. Tzarech afilu limkor ksuso lekach shemem v'neres. He said, even if you have to sell the shirt off your back to be able to buy oil and candles, why? Ki al yedei halakas ner Chanukah, anu mitzapim, because through us lining Neros Chanukah, we're causing a Kodesh Baruch Hu, yisnahek chutz migidri haragil. But we go above and beyond, we're causing Hashem to go above and beyond. Yishlach lanu oni sim gluim basid. And we're causing him be able to bring us more revealed miracles, right? What happened at the end of the day when the Chashmonaim fought for their rights to be able to learn Torah, to be able to have the Bris Milah and Shabbos and everything?
Yeah.
Hashem blessed them with a tremendous miracle of the oil, right? What happened to oil? The oil lasted for 8 days, something unnatural. Hashem said, you go out of my way, you go out of your way for me, I'm going to go out of my way for you. And it says, the Rav says, it's the same thing nowadays. The same thing, we want to be able to do, be able to bring that bracha down, be able to bring that blessing down from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because it doesn't only happen in the times of the Chashmonaim that the Mesiris Nefesh brings down bracha. Even the Mesiris Nefesh that a Jew does in 2015 in Boca Raton, Florida, and with the pouring rain outside, and you're coming to a shir, that brings down tremendous bracha. So when we light the Chanukah candles, and a person goes above and beyond, able to even sell the shir off his back, it's a tremendous bracha, tremendous thing. That's not me. That's push it. What the Rav is saying.
Yeah.
The Chashmonaim were zochet a tremendous bracha because they went above and beyond. So to Jews nowadays, you even have to sell your shirt and go above and beyond to be able to buy Neres Chanukah. Okay. To continue this message, what is exactly what's going on when we're lighting? So many times, I don't know if you can tell me. Sometimes the first night comes, the second night comes. Yeah. Things just get in the habit of things. So sometimes the more you learn about how special something is, the more sometimes maybe you can be able to get out of that habit, right? If without learning about how precious lighting Chanukah is or how precious the time of Chanukah is, okay, Chanukah is going to come and Chanukah is going to go. But how can we be able to understand what's Chanukah all about? So the Kedushas Levi says right over here. The Kedushas Levi is Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. His yard site is on Chaf Hei Tishrei. He is one of the main Hasidic thinkers in all the Sifrei Hasidus. Yeah. And he has a very interesting point. We'll say his point outside first. He says that the only time of year that we ever take out two Sifrei Torah during the week, right? We always take out two Sifrei Torah if Rosh Chodesh falls down on Shabbos or if Yom Tov falls down on Shabbos. Right? The only time of the year when you take out two Sifrei Torah during the week is when? During Chanukah.
Okay.
When Chanukah, right? In Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh. This is what he says here. With May Chanukah, Amarti, it says on Chanukah, Shebe Chanukah, Motziyin Shnei Sifrei Torah Bechol, Kigom Rosh Chodesh V'Shabbos. It says on Chanukah, we take out two Sifrei Torah. So that's the halakha. Brought down Simon Tavresh Pei Dalet. We take out two Sifrei Torah, right? B'chol Hashana ain't motziyin b'chol shnei Sifrei Torah. The whole year we're not taking out two Sifrei Torah during the week, right? Even if we have Rosh Chodesh during the week, right? Why daven of a Chanukah? He says, I feel b'chol moed sukkos. Even b'chol moed sukkos we don't do it. To us who yontif shagomen halal, even b'chol moed sukkos we don't do that. Let's go to this line over here. Ho will, but why daven Chanukah? Because the Greeks, what do the Greeks want to do? The Greeks want to say, hey, the Jews stop learning Torah. And the Jews said, we're not going to stop. But Rosh Baruch Hu says, no, you want to see what Chanukah is all about? Chanukah is a time of Torah. Chanukah is a time of tremendous to be able to learn Torah, to be able to appreciate how beautiful Torah is. Hoil Umalchis Harasha Rotsu Lakor Torah Tekadosha. The Greek dynasty, Antiochus, what was his main idea? He wanted to uproot the Torah. He wanted the Jews not to learn Torah anymore. What happened? The Yisrael Ba'oso Hador Masru Nafsham Ala Torah V'Hamitzvah. What did they do? They were Moser Nefesh. They went above and beyond. To be able to keep the Torah, to be able to learn Torah and keep the mitzvahs. What did Kadosh Baruch Hu say? V'Hera Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem showed them, Ava V'Chibal Yisrael. Hashem showed them, you go out of your way for me, I'm going to go out of my way for you. I'm going to show you tremendous love. Lachin Motziyin Afilu B'chol Shnei Sifrei Torah Kimo Rosh Chodesh V'Shabbos. He says the same way on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos you take out two Sifrei Torah. Right, I made a mistake before. I said before Rosh Chodesh you don't. In some shuls on Rosh Chodesh you take out two Sifrei Torah. One for the first three and one for the last one. I'm not sure if we pass. Not everyone passes like that.
Yeah.
But Chanukah we take out two. Why? Because Baruch Hu wants to show you that Chanukah is a tremendous time. Tremendous time of closeness from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Look in the Gemara. I don't have it. Have it over here.
Yeah.
But if you ever look in the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says, "My Chanukah." What's Chanukah? It's a very, very cute word. There's a very famous rabbi named Rabbi Meir Shapiro. Why is he famous? Rabbi Meir Shapiro was the Rosh Hashiva of Lublin before the war.
Yeah.
Why is he famous? He is the one who started the concept of Daf Yom.
Oh,
Meir Shapiro.
Okay.
Listen to what he says here. Meir Shapiro, you can imagine how much schar he's getting in Shemaim, how many Jews are learning Gemara throughout the world every single day.
Yeah.
You know, no ever Jew ever had this idea. No, the whole world should be learning the same daf of Gemara. Listen to what he says on this pshat. The Gemara says, Mai Chanukah, what's Chanukah? The Tanur Rabbanu. What's Tanur Rabbanu? I mean, the rabbis teach. And the Gemara goes on to say what happened with the story. That the oil lesson and this and that. He says, no, you're listening to the whole thing. Mai Chanukah, what's Chanukah? The Tanu Rabbanon that the rabbis teach. The whole point of Chanukah is to teach, to learn.
Oh,
Katana Rabbanan, right? It's not the Pashup Shah of the Gemara, but Rameir Shapiro is saying the whole point of Chanukah is the tremendous closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So many times, I'm sure you if your kids had this, your kids get off for Chanukah. A lot of yeshivas are very strict. They're very stringent. Chanukah is not a time to be off. It's not a Thanksgiving vacation. Chanukah is specifically a time to be able to learn Torah. And it's okay. It's very important to have breaks and this and that. You'll be able to, but Chanukah is the one of the mitzvahs that the Greeks didn't want us to do is be able to learn Torah. We take out two Sifrei Torah for Chanukah. We'll be able to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem and showing us the tremendous closeness. We have to show Him also that at the end of the day, even if it's raining outside, even pouring rain, we want to come close to you. We want to come closer to the Torah. Okay, so let's turn over to the next page over here. Missing a page over. Let's go over here. It's a very popular. The page 4 over here. Be'er HaChaim. The Be'er HaChaim is a Rav in Eretz Yisrael who has beautiful, beautiful Torahs. I just started getting very familiar with his Torahs.
Yeah.
His name is Rav Biederman. Rabbi Biederman. He's a very, very famous rabbi.
Yeah.
And he's very good at bringing things in from a lot of different places. You know, so many times people in Sfarim or when they're giving speeches, they're all over the place. He's very, 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 very distinct, and he gives you beautiful ideas. That's what he says over here in the first column. Uba'osa Shah, when a person lights the candles, Misorer Gam Inyan Hanisim Bahaniflo Shahayi Bayamahim. A person has to understand, when you're lighting the Hanukkah candles, you're literally touching the light of the miracle of what once happened at the times of the Chashmonai. And just didn't happen thousands of years ago. It's happening now. Rabbi says, Sha'asa Nisim Navasinu Bayamim Ahim Bazman Hazet. That Hashem did the miracles to our fathers Bayamim Ahim during these days, Bazman Hazet, during this time.
Yes.
It's not like a cute thing during this time. During this time has the DNA of those miracles. So every year, when Chanukah comes, that miracle is happening again. That miracle is happening again. Right? We believe in time and space. Time happened, that the whole thing happened already thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't run on time, right? Olam Haba doesn't run on time. Today and tomorrow is the same thing to Hashem, right? So infused in the days of Chanukah is the miracle of Chanukah, is the bracha of Chanukah. So listen to what he says here. He says, the Rav HaKadosh, the Baal Yitav Lev, Misigit, one of the Sigurd Rebbe's, brings down one of the Hasidic Rebbe's.
Yeah.
He brings down the Sefer called Yitav Panim. This is what he says. Shoresh mitzvahs halakas ner Chanukah. The root of the mitzvah of ner Chanukah is one thing. Kedei la'ower nisim v'niflos gamatan. Be able to awaken the miracles and the wonders still nowadays. That's the main thing. Okay, you want to be kind of the mitzvah that the rabbis told us to do, very good. But on a deeper level, we're literally tapping into the energy. We're tapping into the kedusha, to the holiness of these times of the times of Chanukah, which just brings tremendous bracha. This is what he says here. Because of Od, and he furthermore says, Shizehu Iker Tashmushon Livasha Bahem Gamayom. Says the Iker time to be able to get this is Dafka still specifically today. And he says, Va'omru Tzadikim. So when a Sefer called Tzadikim, it means that he doesn't know who says something.
Okay.
But it's known as the Rebbe's like to say. Tzadikim is a reference to the Rebbe's.
Okay.
So if you see Tzadikim is a reference to the Rebbe's. The Rebbe's also say, She'ein od chefza ba'olam, she'yehei skulasa la'ora nisim dumya dineres Chanukah. So there's no greater skula to awaken those miracles during any time of the year than Dafka during the Neres Chanukah. When a person's lighting the Chanukah candles, you're lighting in your menorah, you're lighting your little Chanukah candles by your window, or by your, the best place is by your window, but if you're doing it on your table, because in my apartment now, you can't see the street from the window. So my rabbi told me to do it, different farms say, you do it on the table. So wherever you're lighting from, you're able to bring down tremendous bracha. It's not a something. So many people think, oh, I'm just lighting the candles, and they run away. We're going to see right over here. It's a tremendous, tremendous thing to be able to stay by the candles, be able to learn by the candles, be able to daven by the candles. My first year I did this, my wife thought I was out of my mind. Out of my head. You light the candles, you leave. What's pshat? You're not going to start. What are you doing over there? That's how I grew up. At the end of the day, it's very nice, and you're still being kind of the mitzvah. But according to the Svarim, according to the Rigim, you're literally, when you're lighting the candles, you're lighting the menorah in the base of Mikdash. That's what it says. You're literally lighting the menorah like the Chashmonam did. You're bringing the tremendous bracha like they did down. And it's such a time to be able to daven. That's why the halacha is that you're not allowed to do malacha while the first 30 minutes of... Why is that? What's the deeper pshat? Why is it that you're not allowed to do malacha? Rabbis wanted to instill, don't just run away to your presence. Don't just run away to your... to go watch the Heat game stay, look what's important. It's not just Chanukah when you light, you get your present and leave. Chanukah is still going. daven a little bit. Why? Because you literally have the chance to be able to bring down tremendous bracha. And this is what he says here.
Okay. Say, how do you feel, buddy?
Okay. So this is what he says here. He says an amazing thing. He quotes the Chiddush Sharim. The Chiddush Sharim is the first Ger Rebbe. I was once at his kever. He's buried in Poland.
Okay.
He's the grandfather of the Sfas Emes.
Okay.
That the Sfas Emes is the second Ger Rebbe. This is what he says here. Chiddush Sharim. See where we are? Right over here. Shalachin.
Okay.
Shalachin tiknu levarach sha'as anisim. Why did Chazal tell us to make this bracha that you did this nes, right? By Amim Hazman is that be'ez halakas neos. Why do we do dafka during when we light? Ki ha'aras hanisim misoreres aldei haneros. He says, when a person lights the candles, you're literally awakening the tremendous miracles that happen. The Rabbi Soloveitchik wasn't the first one to say this. The Rav said, why do we go out of our way to be able to sell the shirt off our back, as the Rambam says?
Yeah.
The Rav said, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you want an above and beyond for me, I'm going to go on above and beyond for you. Right? So it's not just coming out of the base midrash of the of Rabbi Soloveitchik, of Volozhin, of the Gra. This idea is also coming from the base midrash of the Baal Shem Tov,
okay.
From the Chiddush Sharim. Right? Some people think that the Chassidim and the Misnagdim are against each other. They're not against each other. They're one coin, just one's heads and one's tails. They're all together.
Yeah.
They just have different ways of saying things. Chiddush Sharim said, why dafka was Chazal say to be able to make this bracha? She'asa nisim? Because when you make that bracha, when you light, you're bringing down that tremendous bracha and into your life. You're bringing that bracha, that tremendous blessing into your life. When you sit by the candles, you're bringing it down. And it's an incredible thing. Last thing, and then we're going to go to the footnote on the bottom.
Okay.
He quotes in the Sefer Ruas V'Chaim, which is a Makubal. I don't learn so much Kabbalah, but if someone quotes it,
okay.
We'll learn it.
Okay.
Rabbi Chaim Pelagi, Zatzal. Rabbi Chaim Pelagi was a great Sephardic Makubal.
Yeah.
As my Rebbe, Ramoshe Tzvi Weinberg, said, he was a very, very big bucky. He knew everything. I mean, all the Rebbes knew everything, but he had a Sefer on every little thing. It's all huge Makubal. That's what he says here. He says, I will say it outside just for time's sake. He said that when you light candles, it's such a time of Ace Ratzon. Ace Ratzon means that it's awakening Hashem's desire to be able to help you.
Yes.
He says, when you're lighting, you're literally changing. If Hashem's in a bad mood, Hashem's in a din mood, Hashem's in a judgment mood, Hashem wants to bring Chas V'Shalom something bad in the world. And a person has in mind right now, I'm lighting candles to bring light. I'm lighting my candles now to bring bracha to the world. You're causing Hashem to change his mind on that thing. You're changing his attitude from din to rachman. You're changing, and when a person says, I'm bringing light, I'm bringing bracha into the world, I'm literally changing Hashem's mind on everything. And this is not me, this is the Makubal.
Yeah.
And something I see in a Sefer, I 100% believe.
Yeah.
Before you go on, I just want to be able to chazer. So we saw the idea from the Rambam.
Yes.
Rambam said you have to sell the shirt off your back. Why? Because the Rav Shechter quoted from the Rav, where Rabbi Simon quotes everything, in Imre Baruch. He said, Hashem said, you go out of my way for you, for me, I'm going to go out of my way for you. That's right. The Pach Shemen, the oil is gonna last for 8 days, when it's only supposed to last for one. It's going to do something unnatural. You have to sell the shirt off your back. Why? You have to do something unnatural. That's not something we do the whole year. Hashem says, you go out of my way for me, I'm going to go out of my way for you. The second thing we saw the Kedusha Slavi said an amazing thing. Kedusha Slavi said it's a tremendous time of closeness that no other time during the weekday of the year do we bring out two sifrei Torah. Only on Shabbos, only Rosh Chodesh. So we see even in the middle of the week, we might be having our cell phones out, we might be driving in our cars on Chanukah. But there's a din yontif in the Chanukah. People say happy Chanukah. It's a yontif. Say good yontif. Say for Elikha Chanukah, right? It's a tremendous day. And now we saw the next thing, the Baruch Chaim from Rav Biederman, quotes an Yitav Ponim, that we have to say this bracha now during the time Neres Chanukah, because that the Chiddush Harim said in the Yitav Ponim that we're being Ma'ora the bracha down into the world. We're bringing blessing into the world, but by us lighting. And finally, Chaim Pelagi said, when we're lighting Chanukah candles and we have this kavanah in mind, I want to bring light. There's too much darkness in the world. There's too much hatred. There's too much sadness. Too much depression. I'm bringing light. I'm trying to bring in more of a Kadosh Baruch into the world. You're literally changing Hashem's attitude from judgment of being strict to din, to merciful. And this is what he says here. If you look at the bottom over here, he quotes the tzaddikim. Tzaddikim is a code word for who? Yes. For the rebbes.
Yes.
The rebbes.
Yes.
Tzaddikim rooms of a pasuk. If you look at the pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Hapach nishbar ba'anachnu nimlatnu. Right? Hapach nishbar ba'anachnu nimlatnu. It basically means the jar is broken,
yeah.
And we're also deflated. We're I'm not sure exactly how to translate the word nimlanu, but we're overtaken. That's what he says here. The kari on Neres Chanukah. This pasuk happens to be on Neres Chanukah. Why? If you look at what he says here. Ki im tishbor v'techta es gamachil shapach. Hapach nishbar. What's the pasuk say? You're supposed to break the pach. What's a pach? Pach is peches. What's the gamachil? Gamachil is like a numerical value. So peches is what? Pe is 80 and ches is 8. So if you break 88 in half, what's the number?
44.
And what's 44? Kiminyan hanera shemalikim chanukah. How many candles do we light on Chanukah?
44.
Right? 36 candles for each day, and then 8 shamashim for each thing.
Right.
Even though we're going to see our last shot from the Basayan, from the Rebbe, he says it's really 36 because we don't really count the shamashes. But according to tzaddikim, it's 44.
Okay.
And this is what he says here. Ba'acherim omer remes apach. Another way it says here. Shekeshem shebnei Yisrael malikim lamata. Just like a Jew lights down below, he lights in this world. He's going to light in Boca. He's going to light in Yerushalayim. You're going to light in New York. You're going to light a Chanukah candle coming already this week for the next 8 days. What do you cause? Kach kivayochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu malik lamala. Hashem is also being lighting his menorah upstairs. Incredible thing.
Yeah.
We saw from the Rebbe before, right? We're causing Hashem. We go out to wait for him. He's going to wait for us.
Right.
What does the tzaddikim say? Tzaddikim says, no. Hapach nishbar v'anachnu nimlatnu. We break our pach. We make sure to do our Chanukah candles. Our 44. Who's going to do his 44? Hashem's going to do his 44. Right? What does he say here? Ubiyachen olim misbar neos peches. And then you get to the 88. Ben kach, ben kach. Either way. Ha'ikr hu ha'seifa. He says that the ikr is the end of the pasuk. Sha'ayadei ha'neros. That through the candles, what do we merit? Zochim lahatzala gedula shel va'anachnu nimlatnu. Va'anachnu nimlatnu, this is what he says. That means we're saved. Right? Va'anachnu nimlatnu means that we're saved. Hapach nishbar. You break your pach. You do your 44. Va'anachnu nimlatnu, Hashem's going to say. You're going to be saved. V'hinotzo mikol davara. You're going to be saved from every tragedy, from everything. For beklal zen, through this rule, liyisora hanefesh, shelo l'kayim mitzvah Hashem ki mitzvah zanashim milomdeh. And through having this, we're going to be able to understand that not just doing a mitzvah Hashem, just to be able to stop doing mitzvah. When we're lighting Chanukah candles, we're causing Hashem to also light His candles. So not only, as Rechaim Pelagius said, we're causing Hashem to go from a place of mercy, to go from a place of judgment to mercy.
Yeah.
We're causing Hashem to what? When we light our Chanukah candles, He's lighting His Chanukah candles. And when I say lighting, I don't mean that Hashem is standing there with His candle lighting. I mean that we're caught through our spiritual activity, through our spiritual mitzvah down here, is causing a Kadosh Baruch Hu to do something upstairs. As we know, the Gemara in Bracha says Hashem wears tefillin too. Right? Hashem wears tefillin and we wear tefillin. Does that mean Hashem is up in Shemayim, have a tefillin shiros and a tefillin shen? Yeah, no. Hashem doesn't have a head. And anyone who says that God has physical traits is an apikoros. God doesn't have physical traits, right? But sometimes the Torah gives us things that Hashem knows God. Hashem is angry. The Torah relates to people that be able to understand. But Hashem doesn't have a head or a hand. Because Hashem's not going to stand there with a menorah lighting his menorah.
Yeah.
But it says, but the pshat is that the tzaddikim are saying that Rav Biderman's quoting. So when we light our 44, when we go through our spiritual adventure and our spiritual experience during Chanukah, that's causing HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. So we haven't really seen anything about the Parsha. How do we see this in the Parsha? How do we see the closeness between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael in this week's Parsha? So if you turn to page 5, the Ba'as Ayin. The Ba'as Ayin was a Rebbe. He's buried in Tzfat. I was just at his kever over Sukkot. My wife would let me go to Tzfat. You know, to go from Yerushalayim to Tzfat nowadays, it's a trip. It's like a 3-4 hour trip. And on a bus, it's a 4 hour trip. And I went for an hour and a half. Baruch Hashem, I went 4 hours on a bus.
Yeah,
there for an hour and a half. I did whatever I had to do,
yeah.
And then I came back. Even though there are posts that say that you should not go to Beis HaChaim, a cemetery during Chol Moed for halachic reasons, I found other people to rely on. That if this was going to be my only time for the year to be able to go daven by the Arizal, then it was time for me to go. And I thank my wife up until this day for me. I'm still living on that energy. Have you ever been to Tzfat before?
Many times.
It's a very, very special place. Very, very special
Many
place.
Times.
It's a very different feeling than when you go to Yerushalayim, when you go to Tzfat. Tzfat, the toilet. My aunt lives in Tzfat. She literally moved from Crown Heights to Tzfat.
My son-in-law's sister and husband live in Sfat.
It's a
different. So, I mean,
the air in Sfat is different than the air in Boca. I mean, it might be the same temperature, but at the end of the day, there's a spiritual.
There's an energy.
There's something. Yeah. Connection to tzaddikim, to big time.
Jerusalem is a city that engulfs lots of things. If you would take the essence.
Oh, right. Yusham Shechubra Shalom Yachta. Very good.
Just move it.
Tzad is like the energy. This is what he says here.
Okay.
So now we're gonna before he quotes the Arizal. The Arizal is where is he buried? Buried in Tzfat.
Yeah.
So the Basayin is buried in Tzfat, and so is the Arizal. The Shulchan Aruch, as we quoted before, also the Shulchan Aruch is also buried in Tzfat. If you ever need somewhere to go, something to do in Israel, go to Tzfat. There's plenty of places to be able to daven in the big cemetery in Tzfat.
Yeah.
And then go to the Arizal's mikvah. I don't know how many times a person can be told, but it's very cold, the mikvah. But it's a very holy mikvah.
Okay.
That the Bas Ayin brings from the psukim between Yehuda and Tamar. I just want to go get a chumash for one second.
Okay. Oh, that's a great. That is an unbelievable.
He says, we know the whole story, what happens to Yehuda and Tamar. Everyone knows the story. That Yehuda, right, his two sons die, right, and his daughter-in-law is left to without a son, and Yehuda has the last son, and she says, we wait for him, and what happens? Tamar says that, I'm not going to wait around, and she dresses up as a zona and everything, and everyone knows what happens from there. And from there, we know that the Mashiach, the Orosha Mashiach comes. From that marriage, David and Mel comes.
Yeah, I mean
from that, it's an incredible thing.
One of these days, you know, you talk about how the two illegitimate, I don't want to use the word illegitimate, out of marriage.
Yeah, no, but you would think that a Mashiach is going to come from such a marriage. Incredible thing, no?
Yeah, but the Chassidim teach that you want to fuel the...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Very good. No. Yeah.
I don't know if that's...
I've heard that before. We're not gonna go down that direction.
Okay.
This is what he says here. Look in the pasuk. I'm sorry I didn't print it out for you.
No, don't worry.
He says, this is a nice Vayeshev connection.
Okay.
Vayehi kimishlosh chadashim.
Yeah.
It was after 3 months. Vayuga leYehuda leimor. And it was told to Yehuda saying, Zonza Tamar Kalasecha, your daughter-in-law was pregnant. The gam hinei haral is nunim. And what's good? Well, how do you exactly pronounce? And she was a harlot. She did something. She was a prostitute. She did something terrible.
She got pregnant by prostitution.
Vayomer Yehuda hotzia v'sisar. What does Yehuda say? Take her out to be burned.
Yeah.
And what happens? Hu motzeis v'yishalcha al chamia leimor. She's being taken out. She sends to her father and saying, Leish asher eila lo anochi hara. The person who owns this staff, right? Vatomer hakerna lemiach chok tomas apsila mamata va'ila.
Is the father.
Is the father. So if you look in the plastic here, it's not for now. I didn't see this up until now. Look at the psilim. What's a psil? Psil is a wick, right?
Yeah.
Very interesting that the chasima, the chosim, the chosim shokolin gadol, tafkid maybe hidden in this. What is he said? So Tamar is saying the person who owns this staff, these wicks, give it to him. What happens now, Yehuda? Vayaker Yehuda. Yehuda recognizes the staff. Vayomer, sodka mimeni. She's more righteous than me. What happens? He finally realizes what happens.
Figured it out.
And then he comes down over there. Listen now. That's how we just learned it on a very elementary level.
Yeah.
Elementary level.
Yes.
Listen to what the Basayin says.
Now where's that?
Right over here on the third line down. Because Hine Bekisa Arizal. The Arizal brings down. We mentioned this last week. She Iker Sof Gamar Chasima He Bechanuka. The Iker end of the Chasima of the Yom Norom is not on Yom Kippur. It's not on a Shana Rabbah. It's not on the Elah. When is it? Tzad Chanukah. Look in the pasuk again. Vayehi kimishlosh chadashim. And it was after 3 months. What's the 3 months? Tishrei, Cheshvan, and Kislev. The Bas Ayin has a beautiful idea. We don't have time to be able to go through the whole idea.
Yeah.
He says that 3 months is Dafka Remes of Shokarish Baruch Hu, that from Tishrei, Cheshvan, and Kislev is sometimes the Jew messes up. Right? Let's see how he says it inside of it, just for time's sake. For time's sake. Turn the page over here. He says, whenever it says the word Yehuda in the pasuk, Yehuda, it's really a reference to Hashem. Vayomer, look at the arrow. Vayomer Yehuda. Yehuda is a reference to Hashem. Vayomer Yehuda. Hu aborich baruch hu. That is really a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a deeper way, that's really referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hotziu v'sisarif. You should go take the Jew out to be killed. The Jew who messed up, take him out to be killed. Avor zeh shelo b'shem garma v'miniah hi hara lezununim. Rach me'altzi hi hara v'devuka l'tav li b'hara. She did something wrong, they have to be punished. Right? However, what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's loving father. HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes that at the end of the day, every Jew has an neshama. And we know the Chazal tell us that before Hashem brings down Hashem into this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to send you down, I'm going to send you down only if you come back the way I sent you. And every neshama, every Jewish neshama takes around this Shavua, says, I'm going to come back the same way you sent me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter who you are, no matter what a Jew wears, no matter where a Jew is always good. Okay, a Jew could be doing something bad right now, but at the essence, at their panemius, at their deeper essence, who they are, a Jew is always good. And this is what he says here. Look at the pasuk. It says, "Asher Eila Lo Anochi Hara." What does it mean? "Asher Eila Lo Anochi Hara." That right? That these belong. I am. That these belong with that person. Eila. What's the gematria of Eila? Eila is 36. What does 36 refer to? Perush. She'anachnu Imo Dvukim Rak B'Boy Olam Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that my children are always, they're always connected to me, no matter where they are. You know, it might look like they're off the derech. It might look like they're going to be a tamar. But at the end of the day, they did something right. Okay. Right? Tamar, when it says tamar in the pasuk, the basim, we don't have time to go through the whole Torah. But if you want to look up the Torah, it's on page Sadi Gimel Sadi Dalet. Yeah. It's literally he connects you anytime it says in this episode Yehuda, it's a reference to Hashem. Okay. Anytime it says tamar, it refers to Bnei Yisrael. Tamar Kalasech, it might look like you did something wrong. But what does Yehuda say at the end of the day? Sarka Mimeni. She was more righteous than me. Look at the top paragraph over here. Sarka Mimeni. Right? So it's not just Yehuda saying Sarka Mimeni. Chodesh Baruch Hu saying, she is more righteous than me. Who's she? She's Klal Yisrael. It might look like the Jews might have messed up over the past 3 months. A Jew might have messed up next week. And then the day, they want to do something right. Sarka Mimeni. Kivayocho Ani Chayi Bazeh. Chodesh Baruch Hu, and this is the bas line. This isn't me. This is a famous Rav from Eretz Yisrael, from the Hasidic, from the Torah, from the base measures of the Baal Shem that was saying it. Chodesh Baruch Hu saying, I am obligated. I sometimes put people in a hard position, and it's hard for them not to mess up. Hainu Abori Baruch Hu, Mod Elohim Shehem Etzorkim. Chodesh Baruch Hu is being molded to every Jew in the world. You know, sometimes it might look like it's your fault, but I might have given you a hard test. Sarka Mimeni, Chodesh Baruch Hu says to every Jew, I'm more righteous than you. What does he say? Ki ani roa shehu sha'emes hu shehem advekim rak bi. I know that all you want to do is come close to me. I know why, because I know when I sent your neshama down to this world, right? That's how we said right before, that every neshama takes a shvua. I know when I sent you down to this world, you only wanted to do good. I know that you only wanted to do good. So Baal Shem is flipping the whole story of Yehuda and Tamar on its head. We think it's a whole story, especially in elementary school where I teach. You're not teaching the story to elementary school kids. You're not teaching the story. But on a deeper level, Chodesh Baruch Hu is Yehuda, and Klal Yisrael is Tamar. Chodesh Baruch Hu is saying, it might look like, take her out to be burned, she did something wrong. But then Chodesh Baruch Hu thinks about it, wait. Sarka Mimeni. I give them a hard test. You know what? I know down deep that they only want to do is be close to me.
Yeah, there's a pasuk.
I know down deep they only want to do is be close to me. Yeah.
There's a pasuk there. I've got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Where,
yeah, please.
Where Yehuda's looking and he says, you know, he's looking for the harlot.
Yeah.
And the people said there is no prostitute.
Right, there is no prostitute. Exactly. There is none. At the end of the day, a Jew wants to do good. Exactly. The pasuk said there is no prostitute.
I don't know where it is.
All right, yeah, exactly. That goes well. Maybe that's what he says here.
Oh.
It goes well. They said that Yehuda said, send the staff to the woman.
Yeah.
And his chassidim went there.
Yeah.
There's no woman there, right?
Right.
At the end of the day, a Jew, exactly. I'm not sure if he says that, but that's a beautiful point. When Yehuda send my staff to be able to pay back for what she did, they say, Yehuda, Zayda, what are you talking about?
There was none.
At the end of the day, every Jew doesn't have, there is no harlot, there is no prostitute. Every Jew wants to be able to do good. And what does he say? I didn't underline it. What does he say here? Perish mehamitzas neirchanek hashonu mikayim kimitzas rishonecha akodosh. Because dafka at the time when we realize that every Jew is good, when is that time? Dafka when you're lighting Chanukah candles. Dafka when you're lighting Chanukah candles is to be able to realize that every Jew is good. As we said last week from the story from the Lubavitch Rebbe, it was just Yotes Kislev this week, right? The Baal Tanya was let out of jail this week, and we know that. And I'm not sure if you're holding in the Satmar world. In Satmar was Chaf Aleph, was when Raviol Teitelbaum was let go out of. From the Holocaust. Yeah, so they had a whole thing in New York this week. I have a very close friend, a Satmar feller. He's a very big Talmid Chacham. He said that they literally have a tremendous gathering built to celebrate. So this week is a week of Chasidus. It's a week of reflection.
Of Dov Bear.
Of Dov Bear, yeah. I'm not going to message Yartz, it was this week.
Yes.
Right? It was on Yotes Kislev. So we saw there's an Indian on Chanukah. Be able to understand. We're not just lighting Chanukah candles. We light a candle, we run away. We sit by the candles with the family, davening our heart out, trying to be able to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Baal Shem says, be able to show Hashem. At the end of the day, I might have done something wrong. At the end of the day, but you know down deep that all I want to do is I want to be like that fifth Jew. the fifth night Hanukkah Jew. It's from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Lubavitcher Rebbe said 50 years before that story, that whole story happened, that every Jew wants to do good. Every Jew, no matter where they are, you could be doing something wrong, maybe physically. At the end of the day, spiritually, in their deeper essence, every Jew wants to do good. And Hanukkah is the time of reflection. Hanukkah is the time when we see that candle. We see the candle, right? We know the pasuk says, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. The candle of God is the neshama of a person. When we look at a candle, right? We should be able to think about the Jewish neshama. Think about the Jewish neshamas that need chizuk in anything. Think about the people who need refuahs. Think about the people who need shidduchim, people who need help at work. End of the day, the time when we light Hanukkah candles, the time of reflection, be able to realize, first off, like as Arizal said, it's the Gemar Chasima from the Yom Noraim. And last time I checked, for anyone, if Hashem is deciding between a tzaddik, a rasha, and a benonim, it's the time of tefillah. Be able to stand by the menorah, sit by the candles, be able to daven a little bit. It's brought down by the Arizal to say the paragraph of Vihi Noam 7 times. It's not for now. Be able to say a little Tehillim, be able to learn a little bit instead of running around. And then sometimes it's a little hard. The kids, this, that, whatever. But at the end of the day, be able to realize that when we're lighting Hanukkah, that's a very tremendous thing. And Bez Hashem, we should be zocher to take these ideas from Rabbi Soloveitchik, to take this idea from the Kiddush Levi, to take the idea from all the rebels that the Baruch Chaim quoted, from the Chiddush Arim, from Rav Chaim Palagi, and finally from the Basayim from the Arizal. Bez Hashem, if we do this, we'll be zocher, the more we learn about it, the more special we will be when coming this Hanukkah. Bez Hashem, Tashin Ayin Vav, Shavir Yir, Gemar Chasimel, for all of Klai Yisrael, Bez Hashem, for good health, for Parnasa, Bez Hashem, and for bringing Kaddish Baruch Hu, much nachas. Have a beautiful Shabbos. Freilich and Chanukah.